Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, what's your name?
Yaal.
And where are you from?
From Kibbutz Galeed.
Ah, you're from here?
Yeah.
And are there people now from the north that have come to Kibbutz Galeed that have been evacuated to here?
Yeah, it started first, most of the people were from the south. And now it changes to people from the north, more people from the north now.
And can you say where what's happening?
There is a show of David Broza. He come to small places and perform.
Are you excited?
Yeah, very much. David Broza in a small place like Galeed. I never thought a thing like this gonna happen.
So you brought your kids to the concert?
Yes.
So what's your name?
Yav.
And how old are you, Yav?
14.
And are you excited for this concert?
Not very much. I don't know. I don't know him.
What's your name?
My name is Nelly.
And where are you from, Nelly?
From Be'er Sheva. A lot of anxiety. A lot of I'm not sleeping at the night. I have a flashing all the time.
Country is in such a terrible state, and so David Broza volunteered to come and give us a show, which is amazing. He's one of the best artists in the country. It's people that have been evacuated from their homes and they've come here just for as long as they need to, and we've just opened the door.
I've just ended the shift in the Hamal. I don't know what the English word for it, and I came straight here, and it makes you feel good, you know, to know there's a little bit of life in all the madness that's going around. And it's good vibes to remember that there's still happiness and music, and you can enjoy yourself even though bad things are going around, and it's good.
There's a thin line between sadness and happiness, so it's part of life.
I'm from the north, Kiryat Shmona. Today was rock shells from the Lebanon, and this is the first day we're here. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's surrealistic, but yeah.
What's going on in your kibbutz now?
There's nobody there, basically. There's about 40 people left and just guarding the kibbutz, and there's nobody left. We're basically refugees in Israel. That's it.
Hi, what's your name?
Shlomo.
Where are you from?
From Kibbutz Eilon in the north.
Where is your kibbutz?
We are about 2 kilometers from Lebanon.
Where?
In the West Galil. Near Rosh HaNikra, Hanita, all the places that now have all the missiles.
And how long have you been here?
About five days.
You were evacuated from your home?
Yeah. All my family, me and my wife and the 5 children.
So what's it like to be here?
This kibbutz, they have wonderful people. I can't to describe how much they have a sensitive heart for all the people from all of the country, from the north and the south. I can say just thank you for the people of Israel that around together and hug when we are being in a tough war now, and we hope that all you are seeing over here, this is our strong and will beat the Hamas and all the people that want to hurt us. It's not easy. We have friends in the army, we have friends died with. It's not I don't remember all of my life. I'm 48 years old, something like that. You cry all day. It's not, can't describe it, the pain.
Hey listeners, it's Mishi. So, as you know, during these incredibly difficult days, we're trying to bring you voices we're hearing among and around us. These aren't stories, they're just quick conversations, or postcards really, that try to capture slivers of life right now. There's a very long tradition of musicians and entertainers performing on the front lines in times of war. And here too, almost immediately, Israel's leading artists began crisscrossing the country in a joint effort to lift morale. For David Broza, this kind of work isn't, unfortunately, new. He's been performing for troops since the mid-70s, and for the last 2 weeks, he hasn't stopped for a minute. He's given more than 50 concerts since the start of the war, in hotel lobbies, army bases, bomb shelters, kibbutz lawns, and even at the brit of a baby from Kfar Aza. Basically, wherever his talent can bring some joy and offer a temporary escape from reality. We joined him at Kibbutz Gal'ed in the north, where he was performing for families evacuated from their homes. Can you introduce yourself?
David Broza, Israeli singer-songwriter, musician, performer.
And you just finished a performance here.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of role do you have as an artist in these kind of times?
I make myself available to the situation. I have no pretensions to have a role. If I was a chef, I'd cook you a great meal, and I'm the performer who performs well. This is all I can do. Most of the shows I do now are just emergency shows, and I do 3, 4, 5, 6 a day. I don't wait for anybody to call me. I call everybody and just tell them I'm coming down. And everybody who's around, wherever they gather, it could be 100 people, it could be 2 or 3, like here's 300. And you play to please the audience, you know, the kids. It's a mixed thing, because this is about diversion, to let them their minds off everything that's going on. It fills your energy, it gets your adrenaline and endorphins flowing from a positive point of view, so you're feeling nice feelings instead of negative, you know, tension and things that make you depressed, and which is most of the day.
What's it like for you?
It's really hard. This is an emergency mode, and I've done this so many times, because we've had emergencies in this country so many times, but this one is very different. This is a disaster. This is devastation. Because this, you go from civilian displaced people, then you go to the military, or you go to places where you're meeting with some of the hardly hit kibbutzim, like Be'eri and Kfar Aza, and they're all traumatized, and it's trauma right now. It's nobody's talking, so in a month or two it's going to erupt, and then we're going to have thousands of people totally dysfunctional. It's coming. We have to fix that now, and we have Brothers in Arms, Achim Laneshek, and those brilliant, brilliant visionaries. Hopefully a leadership will come out of all this.
Shalom tov, David.
Yeah, shalom tov. Yeah, tov. There's no question about that. Otherwise, what are we doing here?
וזה עושה לי די עצוב. מי יודע אם ישוב, הליצן היה למלך, הנביא נהיה ליצן, ושכחתי את הדרך, אבל אני עוד כאן, ויהיה טוב, יהיה טוב, כן, לפעמים אז הלילה, או הלילה, איתך אני נשאר. ילדים לובשים כנפיים ועפים אל הצבא, ואחרי שנתיים הם חוזרים אנשים חיים במתח, מחפשים סיבה לנשום, ובין שנאה לרצח, מדברים על השלום. ויהיה טוב, יהיה טוב, כן, לפעמים אני נשבע. אז הלילה, או הלילה, איתך אני נשאר. שם למעלה בשמיים עננים לומדים לעוף, ואני מביט למעלה ורואה מטוס חטוף, ממשלות וגנרלים שחילקו לנו את הנוף, לשלהם ולשלנו, מתי נראה את הסוף? שמחתי לקראתו, פירמידות בעיניים ושלום במקטרתו, ואמרנו בוא נשלימה ונחיה כמו אחים, ואז הוא אמר קדימה רק תצאו מהשטחים. ידי כי יהיה
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.